Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Folks, we have playoff baseball today. Some of the best words in the English language when you combine them. And we're combining them because it's game two. ALDS today. And boy, if you are fortunate enough to have playoff tickets, you got to be really excited. And one member, actually two members of the show, are going to be going to this game today. We know Mitch, who's screening the calls. He's going again. And he authored up a fabulous post-game show on Saturday. Also, Owen is going to the game today. Now, are we allowed to unveil who you're taking, or is that going to ruin?
Yeah,
we'll ruin things. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. But Owen is going to that game today, and Owen is somebody who, very similar to me, go to a baseball game in the regular season, and you start hobnobbing. You start walking around. Yeah, you are going to have fun. You're going to buy drinks at seven different vendors.
Oh, yes, of course. I have my guys that I go see.
And you may never even actually sit in the seats that you purchased.
I have to look on my app, but I believe this year I've been to 25 games this year.
Wow.
And I've been in my seat probably four of those.
I'm with you. That's how I like to take it all in. However, it is playoff time.
Yeah.
Every pitch is life or death. And the meandering around, the teleporting around the stadium might not be something the ushers are going to allow. So what is going to be your plan of attack? Because your tickets are upstairs.
Yeah, we're up in the five. So I bought tickets, same spot, for the Astros series. Because they were doing $12, you know, last week, do it for the fans thing. I did not pay $12 this time.
Ah.
They were exceedingly more because they're playoff tickets. And thing that we don't get, you know, 2 years ago, they played the Rays in the wild card, and we went to those games. Those prices were more, but they weren't outrageous. We forget that they've skipped around already. We're already into the ALDS. The prices start to go up more. Ask the season ticket holders. If they make it back to the World Series, those prices go up to where people contemplate moving on from those tickets. I have these tickets today. I have my routine that I love to do at the ballpark. I've said it before, we get drinks and we do laps and see how many drinks we can get in before we get the laps done. I don't think I can do laps today.
No, it's going to be too packed.
I am between too packed and also, I got to be locked in for this game, right? Like this, if they win this game, the series is essentially wrapped up.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be there and sitting in your seat. The alcohol has to come second, or the drinks, or the concessions.
Well, let's not talk like that.
Let's not say things you can't take back.
I know. And if things are going well, maybe you're going to want to have a few. And if things are going really bad, maybe you're going to want to have a few. But this is a tight game. If this one is neck and neck, you know, throughout, and there's a lot of strategy, there's a lot of, you know, pitching coach out to see the pitcher. Are we going to make a decision, lefty-righty? I mean, you ain't got to sit in your seat. And I've told you, playoff baseball, like, people don't mess around. Like, it's kind of like going to Playhouse Square, where you can't just be going up and down the aisles.
I believe we are on the end, which is good.
That is good.
Then that becomes, am I the gatekeeper for the row? Am I going to let people out and moving during?
People get annoyed, though.
While ball's in play, right?
And this happens even in Cavs playoff games. Like, you aren't just sauntering up and down the aisles. The usher is going to have the little flashlight and going to go, hold on. They're going to put the stop sign up. Like, we got baseball here. We got baseball. You're not getting everybody's way. So that's what I wonder. Like, you got the standing room only portion, too.
Right.
Normally,
that's why I say I never go to my seat, because we will just buy whatever we can get into the door with and then just stand down in right field or left field at the drink rails. I don't know that there's going to be any of those.
They will if you available. 2 hours well, early in the mat.
Go early. 2 hours early.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to go early.
I want to go to the bars over here on Prospect.
I think the standing room only right there at the fence. You've got to be there 2 hours early.
I want to go to the bars. Stop making me go to the game.
If you want to wish in one hand and you know what in the other, fine, but this is a different type of atmosphere. I think you're going to have to go early, buddy. You're going to have to go there right when the gates open. You're going to have to be one of them dudes who get there when the gates open, watch the BP. Watch the BP session of it. Stand at the drink rails. I'm sorry. There's no other way to tell you about this. I mean, maybe you can, if you stay down here early, then maybe you could go in a little bit afterwards. But other than that, I don't think you're getting no. You better be there early.
Yeah, Twitter reaction. Twitter reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Nick says, "Nope, it's the playoffs. Be in your seat and be loud. No excuses."
All right. Yep. I'll put my eye black on. I'll get my gloves on.
Postseason, man.
Lock
in. It's not August 4th. It's time to get in there and get going. They got to get a win today. Take it on Tarek Skubal. Cy Young leader.
You got to make noise.
Got to make noise.
Absolutely.
I have my rally towel that Curtis brought us the other day. I was practicing, giving it the giving the old heave ho.
It's not your arms not to move too big. Your hands right. should move around. That's what you're supposed to do. All right, real quick, Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Hello.
Hey, oh, okay. So I got tickets to today's game, I'm going to be sitting down, not moving. I'll be too amped. So, you know, the only weird thing about the playoffs is here's the thing. I've been to about 15 games this year. During the season, if you go to, let's say, a bar, and watch the game, there's really no – most people aren't even paying attention for the most part, so there's no atmosphere. But the weird thing is, even though I go to a bunch of games a year, the later in the playoffs it gets, to me, the less need I have to be in the stadium because any bar I go to is going to be packed. I mean, I can go back to 2016, obviously, and I was at the City Tap downtown. The place went – ape, you know what, when Rajay Davis hit the home run. I had no desire. It turned out I was glad I didn't pay $500 for the single seat I found walking around downtown before Game 7 started. But, you know, the later in the playoffs we get, the less need I personally have to be in the stadium because any bar anywhere becomes complete madness.
That is part of it. And Anthony, thank you very much for the call.
According to Anthony, I don't even need to go in. Sell those.
We're saying you don't need to be in there early then, is what it is.